Hello and welcome to Under the Service number 202 on Rockaroo NI. My name's Dave. I'm here for an hour or so. It's Halloween night. You maybe hear some fireworks going off in the background there. And I've got anything Halloween-y this week. I'm not too sure. Might have. But I was seeing the Kings of Thrash last night. David Elphison and Jeff Young from the Megadeth lineup from 1987-88. It was very good, most enjoyable. So kicking things off with one of the greatest instrumentals ever written, Megadeth, Into the Lungs of Hell.
We'll be right back.
Coming after Megadeth, one of the other big four, Anthrax, with Who Cares Wins from the City of Four album. Not one I would listen to very often, but I took a notion for it there during the week. And I must say, it holds up fairly well, some damp spots on it, but for an album to slag off a lot, I think it's pretty good. So on to a new release. Mr. Coverdale has reworked some of his solo album from a lot of years ago. This is a track I loved, the version of it on his original one, but this one's been sort of, it's been zooped up a bit, it's been given sort of go faster stripes, just a bit more meat to it. So this is Too Many Tears from Into the Light.
Remember what we had tell me, babe, where did I go wrong? Where did I go wrong? Trying to drive me to an early grave. All I ever hear is that you live and breathe for me, but all you ever do, baby, is shake my tree. But you keep on pushing, baby, like you've never ever been in love before. I told you twice.
can't just have one from the Lord Coverdale there. That was Coverdale Page from 1991 and Shake My Tree from their self-titled album. Got some bootlegs where they knocked out some Zeppelin numbers in Japan. It was a very short tour, only a handful of dates in the end of the day, I think. But there's good bootlegs out there if you're interested in that sort of thing, and check them out. I'm sure you can hear them on YouTube. So the old US hardcore, I do like it. Some of it was always too melodic for me, but there was some of the more gritty stuff I really liked. And this is a band, I was reorganising some boxes and I found this one, Youth Brigade. This is a track called Sound and Fury from the album, the same title. This came out in the early 80s. Double dunder of hardcore there. That was the Gorilla Biscuits with Better Than You from the New York Hardcore The Way It Is album from 1988. That was a compilation we got really early on. You couldn't get the stuff over here, and this is one of the only way to access it. And that cassette version that had done the rounds of Banger, I don't know how many times, I don't know what ever happened to it. I never managed to pick up a copy of it again. I think it's just got a dub cassette somewhere. But that's great stuff. I would love to get the originals, but they're far, far too expensive. But anyway, on to some new stuff. It's a band called Yoth Iria, and I missed it Incineration. I missed them at Incineration earlier in the year. I really kicked myself for it, but other bands needed seen. But this is a new track of theirs called In the Tongue of Birds.
Yeah.
And following Yoth Iria, that was Cradle of Filth with Malignant Perfection, a new track from their forthcoming album. You're incidentally playing here next week with High Parasite and the Butcher Babies. Bit of an odd bill, not Butcher Babies band, or seen them supporting Fairfax, utter garbage like, but hey-ho, I'm sure somebody likes them. And talking of High Parasite, here's another track from their album For Every Burn. It's the title track, and this is Aaron from My Dying Bride side project, and not as heavy as My Dying Bride, but certainly still got some of them doomy elements there. So Forever We Burn. a bit of fierce death metal there with Incantation with Shadows of the Ancient Empire from the Diabolical Conquest album. I picked that one up the other week, a nice blue vinyl of it from Tunes here in Bangor, and got a nice dose of secondhand metal in. It didn't last too long, and you got to be quick down here, there's too many hawks circling. Not right, Mr. Osborne. So, only a couple of new, just straight ahead metal ones. One band, Portrait, they played here a couple of times, really super band, and their album came out there a while back, but it just sort of disappeared very quickly, and it's probably their, it's a lot better than the one before it. This is a track called Farewell to the Flesh from The Host. We'll be right back. After Portrait, completely new one to me, a band called Aerid, a straightforward heavy metal, no messing about, skin tight jeans, spiky guitars, and away they go. And that was a track called Entering the Zone Zero from Across the Line, which came out in 2017. It's Spotify's handy, you know, you get that, you go onto the radio function, it pulls out these bands you never heard of. Next thing you're away down a rabbit hole buying CDs and albums, and cost me much more money than it's ever saved me, Spotify, that's for sure. So on to a couple of old ones. I'm still digging through the 7 inches, and we've got as far as D now, so I have. So first up, here's DAD with Sleeping My Day Away.
We'll be right back.
DAD track's absolutely fabulous. The album and people rave about No Feel for the Pilgrims have got it, but I've just never warmed it. I don't know why. It just doesn't cut it for me. I've seen them live a couple of times and I haven't exactly been mind-blowing either, but until they play that track, you know, it's so. But I know there are fans out there and that is a brilliant song. And straight after that was The Cult with Love Removal Machine from Electric. I put like The Cult 7 inches, I've got 10 or 12 of them. Listen to them all in a row, they were great. Really good to hear them again. Love Removal Machine's just pure AC/DC, so you gotta love it. So finishing off this week with a heavy, heavy one, and it's a short one for this band, in around the 8-minute mark. This is a band called Yob, and I started rediscovering their back catalogue earlier in the week as well. But this is from their last album, Our Raw Heart, and this is a track called The Screen. So until next time, enjoy your Halloween, and Nashville Pussy are playing Friday night in Belfast, and there's a Rush tribute in the Limelight on Sunday, early doors, 5:30, home for 9 o'clock, and fresh for Monday morning. So there you go, there's my top tip for the weekend. So anyway, this is y'all. Till next time, look after yourselves.